And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 10th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the man whom Pope Leo X called the wild boar in the vineyard, the monk and theologian Martin Luther, born in Eisleben in Germany, 1483. His father was a farmer. The boy did well at school. At the age of 14, he sang on the streets in return for bread because of the family's financial difficulties. He had a very nice singing voice. He was noticed by a wealthy benefactor who helped pay for his education. He went to the university to study law, and then one night got caught in a terrible thunderstorm, thought he was going to die, made a bargain with St. Anne that if he was saved, he would become a monk. And so, when he survived, he entered a monastery. Parents were very disappointed that he'd given up his chance to become a lawyer. As a young monk, Luther was obsessed with his own struggle for salvation. He would flagellate himself. He would lie out all night in the snow, did not feel any comfort from it, was tormented. He went off to teach at the university in Wittenberg and went to visit Rome, where he was disgusted by the practices of the church authorities. Luther went back to Wittenberg and decided, after studying the Bible, that the church had it wrong, that salvation did not come from performing acts, but rather from faith alone. He wrote out his argument in a document, mailed a copy of it to the Archbishop of Mainz. On October 31st, 1517, he took a third copy and nailed it onto the door of the church at the University of Wittenberg, which was the custom at the time. The church door functioned like a bulletin board. The Pope threatened him with excommunication in 1520. Luther burnt it publicly, so he was excommunicated and called before the Diet of Worms, where he refused to recant his statements. He was condemned, the writings were burned, and the council declared him an obstinate, schismatic heretic. But Luther had earned the support of Frederick III, who offered him sanctuary and who hid Luther in his castle. And his writings and his ideas set off violent revolutions, peasants against the upper class, and eventually the Reformation. When Luther was 41, he married a 26-year-old ex-nun, Katharina von Bora, whom he had helped to smuggle out of the convent in a barrel of pickled fish. They had a happy marriage. They gardened, played music together, raised six children. Martin Luther, who felt that merriment and celebration, dancing and drinking, were acts of rebellion against the devil, who loves not woman, wine, and song, remains a fool his whole life long, said Martin Luther. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, When the War is Over. When the war is over, we will be proud, of course. The air will be good for breathing at last. The water will have been improved. The salmon and the silence of heaven will migrate more perfectly. The dead will think the living are worth it. We will know who we are, and we will all enlist again. When the War is Over by W.S. Merwin from The Lice, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.